Sit upright. Roll your eyeballs backward a little bit. Take a long breath. Observe your breathing in and out, which ends at the center of your body. Make your mind as bright as daylight. If you haven't seen clearly the sphere yet, keep imagining a sphere as already existing in your stomach, and let the center of the sphere locate at the center of the body, about 2 inches above your navel level. Observe your breathing in and out which pass through the sphere, but no need to follow your breathing. Just be mindful observing the breathing which passes through the sphere at the center of the body. Keep continuing reciting the word Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang at the center of the body continually and mindfully until your mind components perfectly concentrate at the center of the body. There will appear your own real nucleus, which is very bright and refined at the center of the body. Whenever you see that, focus attention at the center, to the center of the bright and refined spheres. When your mind components properly concentrate, the center expands itself. The more refined and brighter spheres will appear accordingly. You just focus attention to the center of the brighter and more refined spheres until you reach the most refined one. You still roll your eyeballs backward a little bit so that your mind components concentrate at the center of the body easily and properly. When your mind components concentrate at the center of the most refined sphere, the center expands itself. Your own refined human body will appear accordingly. As you have the second body, looks transparent but nicer than the crude body. In the same position you sit, whenever you see that, you become that refined body right away. Focus attention to the center of the refined human body or other bodies which will appear accordingly. Focus attention to the center of the sphere until the whole body, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined. When your mind components perfectly concentrate at the center of that refined body, the center expands itself. The more refined bodies, larger than before, will appear accordingly. Looks brighter, more refined, and more beautiful than the refined human body, that is celestial body. You go on with the same procedure, that is you become the more and more refined bodies. Focus attention to the center of the refined body until the whole body, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined. Go on with this procedure, one by one body, until you reach and become Dhammakaya, of which the size is about 9 meters in height and width, or even larger. Go on with this procedure. focus attention to the center of the sphere until your mind components be perfectly concentrated. There will appear the brighter and more refined spheres. Accordingly, you just focus your attention to the center of the center of the brighter and more refined spheres until you reach the most refined and the brightest one. Stop still there at the center of the center. When your mind components properly concentrate, the center expands itself. The refined human body, or if you see the other refined body, and even Dhammakaya, don't be reluctant. You become that refined body right away. Focus attention to the center of the brighter and more refined sphere and refined body until your whole body, the sphere and round pedestal are most refined. Go on with this procedure one by one until you reach and become Dhammakaya. And become Dhammakaya, focus your attention to the center of the center. Then the more and more refined and purer Dhammakaya will become yours. Go on with this procedure. when your mind components be perfectly concentrated at any level, you may contemplate physical body, seeing each part of organ or aggregate to see as they really are. For example, you may contemplate your hair on your head, your hair on your skin, your nail, your teeth, and your skin to see as they really are, that be impure, be impermanent, subject to change, and finally be destroyed, be non-self. Then you may contemplate your mental feeling, your mind, etc., to see as they really are, that all of these compound things or the whole aggregates be compound things, then be impermanent, because all of these are subject to change. Anyone attached to it with delusion and cravings will be suffered according to degree of attachment, because any of these will be destroyed and non-self finally. Go on with this procedure. focus attention at the center of the sphere, at the center of the body. Make your mind as clearly as you can. Then you make a wish that let's convey our merits we have done from the past up to the present, and loving kindness to all world beings, and wish that Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead our peaceful and happy life without suffering and problems forever. Sabbhe Buddha Phalapatta Paccekananja Yang Phalang Arahanta Nanja Te Chena Rakkhang Pantha Mi Sappaso Te Attalattha Sukhita Virunha Buddha Sasane Arokha Sukhita Hotha Saha Sabbhe Hiyati Bhi Bhavatu Sappamangkhalang Rakkhantu Sappathevata สัพพุทธานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสทีภวันตุเตภวตุสัพพมังคลังรักขันตุสัพพเทวตาสัพพธัมมานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสทีภวันตุเตภวตุสัพพมังคลังรักขันตุสัพพเทวตาสัพพสังฆานุภาเวนะสัทธาโสทีภวันตุเตอรหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธภะคะวาพุทธังภะคะวันตังอภิวาเทมิสวาคาโตภะคะวตาธัมโมธัมมังนมัสสามิสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวโตสาวกสังโฆสังฆังนมามิ